Ask people a simple question right now. What do you do for work? And they aren't totally sure how to answer.
My name is Helen Levitt, and I work as a bartender.
Helen doesn't know what tense to use. Was she a bartender, or is she one? Flashback to just this weekend, and she had two good jobs at restaurants on the seacoast. But now, both are closed because of coronavirus-related emergency orders. One temporarily, one permanently.
Yeah, so it means my income is totally up for question. How I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to feed my kids. And I think it speaks kind of to a larger issue about like how fragile our small businesses are.
Helen says she applied for emergency unemployment benefits offered by the state, meant for service industry workers like her. The process was a little glitchy, likely due to high demand. But she finished her application online and is now awaiting a decision. But she says she's not sure how much she may receive. And in some ways, that's not all that different than the life she had just a few days ago.
I mean, you kind of get used to it working in the service industry, but it's not something that's easy to deal with, is that your income is pretty unreliable most of the time.
Another person dealing with uncertainty is
Roxana. It's Roxana Matthews, R-O-X-A-N-A.
Roxana lives in Plymouth and works at a big box store, a huge clothing retailer that she'd rather not name. Late last week, she was in the fitting room area with a coworker. They were chatting, and the person told Roxana that she'd just gotten back from vacation in Europe.
After she tells me that she came back from London, I was like, did you get quarantined? She said no. Did you get tested? She said no. And then she tells me that, you know, oh, she's fine. She's feeling fine. And she's actually going to Disney in a few weeks.
Disney World. Come on.
And I was like, you shouldn't be going to Disney. It's not very safe. I'm like, this woman should not even be here.
Roxana said she told her manager. The manager said there's nothing they can do.
And I'm like, I felt so unsafe. I was like, I don't want to do this, you know.
So Roxana finished her shift, and she hasn't been back to work since. She's scared of catching the virus, scared of spreading it to her customers. So she's just taking unpaid sick leave. But then there are people, and lucky doesn't feel like a strong enough adjective, that haven't been really impacted at all. Consider all the outdoor workers, the foresters.
Really, I've stood by and been an observer of what's happening elsewhere. But as for me, I've just been working out in the woods as I always do.
This is Swift Corwin in Peterborough. His day job is working with landowners to figure out what's on their property and how best to use it. Aside from the occasional meeting.
Right, I just wander around the woods by myself, socially distancing all the time.
So what's the opposite of the lonely forester?
My name is Sarah Elizabeth Anderson. I live in Concord, New Hampshire, and I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Anderson made the tough decision this week to shut down her massage therapy practice for now.
I'm seeing too many people too close, and I don't know if I can guarantee that wiping down every doorknob, changing sheets on the table, etc., is going to be enough to keep my clients from passing something to me or each other through me, through my office.
Anderson told me she was on a conference call with others in her field this morning. There was lots of discussion about remote therapy sessions, finding a way to continue generating some level of income, and of course, serving patients, even if it's just over the phone.
It may sound a little strange to some people that aren't used to touching or feeling energy, but it made sense to me because we really do, at this point, need those people that are healers to be touching each other. Even if it's just energetically, we need our healing to happen.
How that healing happens, when, if, for all of us, nobody really knows. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.